And regarding the school term and the school day, how would you, after vacation, they say, when does school?
School was out.
School was out.
Yes. School.
And when did it?
Took up.
Took up. And the day, school was out at the end of the day, or how did they say that? The end of the term, it was out.
End of each day?
Yes.
Well, I know a kid asked me one morning, he was late for school, he asked me, has school turned in yet? He said, has school turned in yet? I said, yes, yeah, turned in. Mm-hmm. Turned out. It turned out at 3 o'clock and turned in at 8.
I see.
In fact, that expression's used in some poem. I see, I read a poem by who was it? Yeah, right, about the school turnout. That term must have been used 100 years ago. But in this particular poem, I forget who wrote it. Whittier or Bryant, the happiness of school turnout.
Mm-hmm. And I was asking some questions about homemade toys over there. Do you remember the plank that went around?
Oh yeah, we had one in our backyard. Uh-huh. Had a big block of wood. It must have been about a 12 by 12. It had an iron spike driven right in the middle and a big hole in this. It was, the plank that used on it was about a 2 by 12 or 14 feet, and get a kid on each side, his feet could touch the ground, and you could really spin on it. Mm-hmm. We had that, and we also had a Ferris wheel. Two big 4 by 4s were put up by like the ceiling, an iron bar was put through that, and then it was a 2 by 6s came down with a swing on each end of it, over and over. Mm-hmm. The seat also had an iron bar through it, and it was hold its position as it went over, see. And we had more fun with that thing.
Oh, see. What did you call the thing that went around? Did you call it Flying Jenny, too?
It was an imitation Flying Jenny, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they called it a Flying Jenny. And then this Ferris wheel, though, my mother figured that thing out and got a cobbler to make it in the backyard. And we had more half the kids in town came around to ride on that Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. You had to get two balanced just right, the same weight, you see. You got one too heavy on one, and the other one fly up in the air, you see. Couldn't get down. You had to get two about the same weight.
That was wonderful. Did you ever have anything that was a limber board that would be fixed on either end, and you could jump in the middle and it would come up and put your juggling board?
No.
And the other thing we mentioned over there was the...
Seesaw. Oh, yeah, we had seesaw, sure, but this... When we built this Ferris wheel, the seesaw went out. People, when they used that Ferris wheel, they wouldn't use the seesaw. Another thing homemade toys used to make was we called it a jumping jack, made out of wood with loose legs, and you could tap him on the head and he'd dance. Or either sit on a board, you know, and hit this board. Maybe you've seen the things,
yeah.
The figures made with loose legs. And you could stretch a string and hit him on the head, and boy, that thing is really, our niggas used to make them all the time. They really danced.
And the thing that you would put on the limb of a tree, suspended with ropes.
Swings, oh boy, we swing.
People ever say swing, swing.
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 Swung.
And something that you blow through.
Whistles. We used to make flutes out of cane. Take a hot iron, take a joint of cane. It used to be world of canes in the swamps. In fact, those things rode enormous heights. And we take a joint of that cane, leave this joint in and cut this one off and take a hot iron and drill a hole up here and six little holes down here. And you could really make music on those things. The niggers, all of them had a flute. And they used to have a tune they played on it called Lost John. I seen a nigga come out of the road at midnight, walking down the road playing Lost John.